Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning from Chicago. It is 8:10 almost on this Wednesday, April 7th. Time to check in with Dean Richards for the entertainment news. Hi, Dean.
Good morning.
Let's talk first about what's new with Sharon Osbourne and this ongoing controversy.
Well, you know, they came to an agreement that she should leave the TV show The Talk because of the controversy that blew up following the Meghan Markle Harry interview with Oprah. Piers Morgan in the UK slamming Meghan Markle, Sharon Osbourne defending her, defending the claims that questioned racism, something that co-host Cheryl Underwood took exception to. And there was a heated argument between Sharon and Cheryl. So they have not spoken since Sharon was asked to leave the show. Yesterday, there was a little bit of back and forth between the two, at least online, with Cheryl Underwood on her podcast saying that she hasn't spoken to Osbourne since the argument. When she was asked if Osbourne had reached out to her, she said no. But then shortly after that, Osbourne showed on her phone that she had tried to send messages to Underwood, apologizing to her. She showed these and said that she also apologized to her in person in her dressing room. So that's this is from our Who Cares department. But nonetheless, it's something that's going on with all of this. I can't imagine why anybody would care about, I said this, and no, you didn't. Yeah, I said this and that, and blah, 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 back and forth.
I hear the Who Cares department you have over there is the largest section of your office.
Yeah, it takes up a whole wing of the building.
Kim Kardashian joins Billionaires Club. That's quite a headline.
Yes.
Billionaire
with a B. Wow. And also from our Who Cares department, Forbes magazine. I guess this is a pretty big story.
Yeah, no, this is kind of interesting.
Forbes magazine, they do an annual list of who's making the most money of showbiz types. And Kim Kardashian was just added to the list of showbiz billionaires. Because of not only their reality show, that's actually a small part of it, but because of cosmetics and fashion and all of the little sidelines that she has, she was named to this list along with her soon-to-be ex-husband, Kanye West. Individually, they're billionaires. So that's going to be one heck of a divorce settlement once that comes down. And little sister Kylie Jenner, also named to the billionaires list as well.
You know what? This is a reminder that whatever you think of the Kardashians, as far as marketing goes, they've been geniuses, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely they have. I mean, you know, that's the thing people say, you know, why do you talk about the Kardashians? Nobody cares, nobody listens. Well, people do watch, and people are buying their products and their merchandise to the tune of the fact that three members of this family are all individual billionaires, and they join people like Oprah Winfrey now, who's on the list, Steven Spielberg, Jay-Z, George Lucas, and Tyler Perry, all billionaires with a B.
Amazing. Tell me about this Harry Potter actor who passed away.
Yeah, you would definitely recognize his face. Because not only playing Eldred Warple in the Harry Potter series, the actor Paul Ritter was also in the HBO special Chernobyl. He was in the James Bond film Quantum of Solace. He's been in lots of TV shows, lots of projects on stage, both in the UK and in New York. He has been nominated for Tony Awards and Olivier Awards, which are just like the Tony Awards in the UK. He died after being diagnosed with a brain tumor, Paul Ritter, only 54 years old. So a very sad story.
Jerry O'Connell is somebody I don't think I'm familiar with. Who is he and what did he do?
He was one of the kids in Stand By Me. He's been in lots of movies, kind of these, irreverent sort of R-rated comedies. I don't know if he is still married to Rebecca Romaine Stamos. He was married. I think that's who his superstar wife was. But he's actor of note. Everyone's doing Zoom calls for meetings and things like that. And a lot of these special events that are taking place these days are virtual, like these big fancy galas that would normally take place in fancy ballrooms of hotels are now being done virtually. And there was one for the Association of Community Employment in New York that, had a big high-priced event. And Jerry O'Connell pops up on the screen in his bathtub, taking a bath, joining the virtual gala. One of the Real Housewives stars, Luann de Lesseps, was there and said that he made quite a splash. Get it?
Yeah, I do.
Made quite a splash because he was in the bathtub.
And Dean's got some Tyler Perry news, and it seems like every week we hear Tyler doing something charitable. What's up with him now?
This is sort of charitable, I think. Early on in the pandemic, Tyler Perry created the kind of the bubble model that so many other organizations have used, where they just really kept a very close community so he could get back to work at his studio in Atlanta. And they have been back at work filming since last July. And Tyler Perry announced yesterday that they are ending the quarantine bubble this coming Saturday because he has arranged for almost all of his employees to get vaccinated there. Over 300 people got their vaccinations at the studio last Saturday at Tyler Perry's expense. He covered the logistic cost. He hired hospital staffers who set up a vaccination site there, so they now feel that it's safe for the people who work there to no longer stay on the lot. They had, they were offering housing and just keeping everything very close since then. So he's taking care of his own.
And we had some breaking Bridgerton news yesterday. And what's the follow-up today?
Only because this is the most important story in the world right now. Learning some new information about Reggae Jean Page, the actor who played the Duke of Hastings, who shocked the world when he announced that he would be leaving the show after just one season. Now we are learning that he turned down an offer of $250,000 to make just a few guest appearances on the show in season two. So Netflix could say, he'll be back. He's coming back for season two. But people who are close to the show are saying that he turned it down because his character only has a very minor role now in future episodes, but probably mostly, I would suspect that this would be the bigger reason that Reggae Jean Page's career has exploded since becoming the major reason to watch Bridgerton in season one. And he's booking all kinds of films now. He's a household name now. So, $250,000 is peanuts to him.
I guess.
Now it's no big deal to come back for a few episodes. So, sources are telling me in Hollywood, don't look for him to, be coming back to Bridgerton for any reason.
I didn't see Kimmel last night, but people are talking about Ray Romano's appearance, aren't they?
Ray Romano is always so funny. He's just always so great. Always been a favorite, both on Everybody Loves Raymond. I've seen him do stand-up comedy a couple of times. Really like him. He was on last night and talking about the quarantine shutdown and the worst parts of it and also the best parts of it.
Well, one of the good things was I found out during lockdown, not showering for 4 days is not that different than 5 days. You know what I mean? The gross factor levels out. It flattens out after four. The worst thing was Zooming. I had to learn about all the ins and outs of Zooming because I did, I did a Zoom with a bunch of friends, and it wasn't until after that I realized. I'll try to clean this up too, but when you pass wind on Zoom, you know, I thought, I don't care. They don't know. And then my friend told me after, you know, dude, your box lights up. When there's a noise, you light up. Yeah, so I lost about nine friends.
Take that good advice if you're going to be doing any Zooming today.
News you can use.
That is a very helpful news. And, about the not showering for 5 days, all I can say is, ew.
Yes.
That's gross.
I've been talking here about the Tiger Woods crash and how it was very mysterious. They didn't release the cause, even though the L.A. authorities said they had the cause, and TMZ is reporting this morning that later today the LA County Sheriff's Department is going to release the findings of their investigation, and they're going to say it was caused by excessive speed. But I'm still standing by my prediction, because as part of this story, TMZ says that the Sheriff's Department did not get a warrant to check Tiger's cell phone to determine if he was on a call or texting at the time of the crash. See, I say it was distracted driving, but I guess we'll see.
Might be. They have to have probable cause.
Right.
To try to get the cell phone records. It was the same thing, if I remember correctly. They also never actually drew blood from him. They did say at the time that they took him to the hospital and they did surgery for that very extensive injury that he had to his leg, that he was not under the influence of alcohol or drugs. But in fact, they never really did a specific blood test, for the same reason that there has to be probable cause for that to have taken place. And the officials at the time didn't feel that there was probable cause for either of those two things. Now, the one of the interesting things that I found in that was that what they found was that at the time of the actual crash, the vehicle sped up at that time. So they need to find out, was Tiger conscious at the time? Was he distracted? What was going on? Why did the car actually speed up instead of slowing down when it went off the road and crashed? Here's the part that puzzles me. The SUV that he was driving, they're able to determine this by looking at the black box on the SUV.
Who knew?
I didn't know that SUVs have a black box.
No, but that's where when I take a trip and I go on the plane, that's where I ask to sit inside the area where they have the black box.
Yeah, because they always find the black box. They always get that. But
there will be more.
Now that I know that SUVs have one of those, I'm going to start driving much more carefully now that I know my tracks can be found out.
Yeah, or stay off the phone.
Right.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
Bye.